Emergency officials blocked off part of Main Street for a couple of hours Friday night while an icicle worker and firefighters wearing air packs investigated inside the plant. Fire Marshal Ryan Weldy was one of the responders.
There was a noise heard and odor of ammonia started coming out, so we're investigating it right now. And the best thing to do would be, you know, stay away from this area for sure. And then if you do smell an odor outside your house, just stay inside and you should be okay.
The call came in just after 8 p.m. Friday. Icicle's night watchman had heard a noise while doing his rounds around the plant's cold storage and workshop area just across an alley from Trading Union Grocery. Icicle safety manager Rexanne Stafford.
He was over right outside of the cold storage and he heard a popping noise. And so then he started walking around the edge towards the shop door, which is towards Trading Union, and he got a strong whiff of ammonia. And so then he immediately did what he's supposed to do.
The watchman contacted maintenance staff and the police department. He was the only one who had been in the plant, but company officials took the precaution to temporarily evacuate a dozen employees who were staying at the company bunkhouse across the street. Jeff Palmer was among several who stood in the cold waiting for the all clear.
Our security guard came pounding at the door, got us all out down the street, and we're waiting on the outcome.
The company arranged rooms for the workers at the Scandia House Hotel for the night in case the situation dragged on. Lori Roberts works in Icicle's office.
Well, I just heard from my son who is downtown that there was a problem. And so the first thing I did was I jumped in the car to come down to make sure that everybody was evacuated and make sure that we were able to get them a room for the night, because we don't know how long or what's going to happen.
Early on in the incident, there were some reports of a strong ammonia odor near the bunkhouse and at least a couple of blocks up the hill near the school and residences. However, the smell seemed to dissipate quickly. Icicle Seafood's Rexanne Stafford said the company practices their response to emergencies like these.
Normally, the guys during the machine shop and stuff do the evacuations, but at night like this, it's the night watchman and whoever comes down here gets there, and there's somebody staying up at the cookhouse. We have in the bunkhouse. A lead up there, and they make sure everybody gets out, and that's why Lori came down too. And then the crew has SCBAs that they put on to go in and look for the leaks.
Scuba gear.
Yeah.
They were not able to find the exact cause of the leak Friday night, but by about 10 p.m., Fire Chief Jared Cook said the problem appeared to have corrected itself and the gas had dissipated to the point where the scene could be left for the night.
At this point, we couldn't find the actual cause and we couldn't find an existing leak anymore, so whatever it is either stopped or bled off.
Icicle staff continued investigating the problem into the weekend. According to Icicle's Rexanne Stafford Sunday night, they think the problem was caused by a possible break in a line that bled off a small amount of ammonia or ammonia gas. Stafford said the valves were turned off and the machinery was secured. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.